Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Fast Timing Conditioned Latent Audio Diffusion. Authored 2024 by Zach Evans, CJ Carr, Josiah Taylor, Scott H. Holly, Jordy Pons. Zach Evans 1, CJ Carr 1, Josiah Taylor 1, Scott H. Holly 2, Jordy Pons 1. Abstract. Generating long-form 44.1 kHz stereo audio from text prompts can be computationally demanding. Further, most previous works do not tackle that music and sound effects naturally vary in their duration. Our research focuses on the efficient generation of long-form, variable-length stereo music and sounds at 44.1 kHz using text prompts with a generative model. Stable audio is based on latent diffusion, with its latent defined by a fully convolutional variational autoencoder. It is conditioned on text prompts as well as timing embeddings, allowing for fine control over both the content and length of the generated music and sounds. Stable audio is capable of rendering stereo signals of up to 95 seconds at 44.1 kHz in 8 seconds on an A100 GPU. Despite its compute efficiency and fast inference, it is one of the best in two public text-to-music and audio benchmarks and, differently from state-of-the-art models, can generate music with structure and stereo sounds. 1. Introduction. The introduction of diffusion-based generative models, Sol-Dickstein et al., 2015, Ho et al., 2020, has led to rapid improvements in the quality and controllability of generated images, Podale et al., 2023, video, Blattman et al., 2023, and audio, Ruard and Hajeras, 2021, Liu et al., 2023a. One challenge is that diffusion models working within the raw signal space tend to be computationally demanding during both training and inference. Diffusion models working in the latent space of a pre-trained autoencoder, termed latent diffusion models, Rombach et al., 2022, are significantly more compute efficient. Working with a heavily downsampled latent representation of audio allows for much faster inference times compared to raw audio, and also allows generating long-form audio, e.g., 95 seconds. Are usually trained to generate fixed-size outputs, Huang et al., 2023a, e.g., a model trained on 30 seconds audio chunks will generate 30 seconds outputs. This is an issue when training on and trying to generate audio of varying lengths, as is the case when generating full songs or sound effects. Hence, audio diffusion models are commonly trained on randomly cropped chunks from longer audios, cropped or padded to fit the diffusion model's training length. With music, e.g., this causes the model to generate arbitrary sections of a song, which may start or end in the middle of a musical phrase. Stable audio is based on a latent diffusion model for audio conditioned on a text prompt as well as timing embeddings, allowing for control over the content and length of the generated music and sound effects. This additional timing conditioning allows us to generate audio of a specified, variable, length up to the training window length. Due to the compute-efficient nature of latent diffusion modeling, it can generate long-form content in short inference times. It can render up to 95 seconds, our training window length, of stereo audio at 44.1 kHz in 8 seconds on an A100 GPU, 40 GB VRAM. The commonly used metrics for generative audio are designed to evaluate short-form mono signals at 16 kHz, Kilger et al., 2018. Yet, our work focuses on generating long-form full-band stereo signals. We propose a Fretched Distance based on OpenL3 embeddings, Kramer et al., 2019, to evaluate the plausibility of the generated long-form full-band stereo signals, a Kullback-Leibler divergence to evaluate the semantic correspondence between lengthy generated and reference audios up to 32 kHz, and a clap score to evaluate how long-form full-band stereo audios adhere to the given text prompt. We also conduct a qualitative study, assessing audio quality and text alignment, while also pioneering the assessment of musicality, stereo correctness, and musical structure. We show that stable audio can obtain state-of-the-art results on long-form full-band stereo music and sound effects generation from text and timing inputs. We also show that, differently from previous works, stable audio is also capable to generate structured music, with intro, development, outro, and stereo sound effects. Fast Timing Conditioned Latent Audio Diffusion. 2. Related work. Autoregressive models, WaveNet, Ord et al. 2016, auto-regressively models quantized audio samples, but is slow during inference because it operates with waveforms. Recent autoregressive models addressed this by operating on a quantized latent space, enabling faster processing. Jukebox, Dhariwal et al., 2020, relies on a multiscale approach to encode music into a sequence of quantized latents and subsequently models them using autoregressive transformers. Recent work such as Music LM, Agostinelli et al., 2023, and MusicGen, Copet et al., 2023, utilize a similar approach and also auto-regressively model quantized latent sequences. However, unlike Jukebox, such models are conditioned on text prompts rather than on artist, genre, and/or lyrics. Auto-regressive models similar to Music LM, Audio LM, and MusicGen, AudioGen, have also been used for sound synthesis. Borsos et al., 2023, Crook et al., 2022, and for generating music accompaniments from singing. Donahue et al., 2023. Our work is not based on autoregressive modeling. Non-autoregressive models, Parallel WaveNet, Ord et al., 2018, and Adversarial Audio Synthesis. Donahue et al., 2018, Bassini and Schluter, 2022, were developed to tackle the computational inefficiencies inherent in autoregressive modeling. Recent works like VampNet, Garcia et al., 2023, StemGen, Parker et al., 2024, and Magnet, Ziv et al., 2024, are based on mask token modeling, Chong et al., 2022. These are for creating musical variations, generating additional stems for a given song, and to efficiently synthesize music and sounds, respectively. Flow matching generative modeling, Vyas et al., 2023, was also recently introduced for speech and sound synthesis. Our work is not based on any of the non-autoregressive models above. End-to-end diffusion models, Crash, Ruard and Hajeras, 2021, was proposed for unconditional drum synthesis, DAG, Pasquale et al., 2023, for class conditional sound synthesis, Noise 2 Music, Huang et al., 2023a, for text conditional music synthesis, and Mariani et al., 2023, built an end-to-end diffusion model capable of both music synthesis and source separation. Our work is also based on diffusion, albeit not in an end-to-end fashion. Rather, it involves latent diffusion due to its computational efficiency. Spectrogram diffusion models, Refusion, Forsgren and Martiros, 2022, fine-tuned stable diffusion to generate spectrograms from text prompts, Hawthorne et al., 2022, addressed MIDI to spectrogram generation, and CQT diff. Moliner et al., 2023, relied on CQT spectrograms for bandwidth extension, inpationing, and declipping. An additional step is required to render waveforms from magnitude spectrograms. Our work is also based on diffusion, albeit it does not rely on spectrogram-based synthesis. Latent diffusion models, Musai, Schneider et al., 2023, and Audio LDM, Liu et al., 2023a, pioneered using latent diffusion for text to music and audio. Their main difference being that Musai decodes latents onto waveforms through a diffusion decoder, while Audio LDM decodes latents onto spectrograms which are then inverted to waveforms with Hi-Fi GAN, Kong et al., 2020. Audio LDM 2, Liu et al., 2023b, extends Audio LDM to also synthesize speech by using a shared representation for music, audio, and speech to condition the latent diffusion model. Gen 1, Li et al., 2023, is an omnidirectional latent diffusion model trained in a multitask fashion. Gen 1 Composer, Yao et al., 2023, is its extension for multi-track music generation. Levy et al., 2023, explored sampling time guidance for both end-to-end and latent diffusion models. All previous works constrain the latent to be normalized, often with a variational autoencoder, VAE. The exceptions being Gen 1, which runs over a dimensionality-reduced latent that is normalized based on the mean and covariance, and Musai that simply uses a 10H. Our work is also based on latent diffusion, and we normalize latents by using a VAE. Appendix D includes further discussion on related latent diffusion models. High sampling rate and stereo generation, Musai and Gen 1 generate 48 kHz stereo music. Audio LDM 2 can generate 48 kHz mono music. Levy et al., 2023, generates 44.1 kHz stereo music. No other prior works generate music up to the standard specifications of commercial music, 44.1 kHz stereo. DAG and Audio LDM2 generate 48 kHz mono sounds, and we are not aware of prior works tackling stereo sound synthesis. Our work focuses on generating 44.1 kHz stereo music and sounds from text prompts. Text embeddings, Clapp, Wu et al., 2023, and T5 like, Raffle et al., 2020, Gosel et al., 2023, text embeddings are commonly used because of their open-source nature. Clapp relies on a contrastive, multimodal, language audio pre-training, and T5 is a large language model. Further, MusicLM uses Mulan, Huang et al., 2022, that is also based on contrastive language audio pre-training but on their private dataset. Our work relies on a Clapp-based model trained in a contrastive language audio fashion on our dataset. Fast generation of variable length, long-form audio, autoregressive models can generate long-form audio of variable length due to their sequential, one sample at a time generation, nature, but are slow at inference time. Previous non-autoregressive models were trained to generate up to 20 seconds long music, Parker et al., 2024. Previous end-to-end and latent diffusion models were trained to generate up to 30 seconds long music, Huang et al., 2023a, Levy et al., 2023, with the exception of Musai that was trained to generate 44 seconds. Hence, previous works are either slow at inference time, autoregressive models, or cannot generate variable length, long-form audio, the rest. Our work relies on latent, fast-timing conditioned latent audio diffusion to generate long-form, up to 95 seconds, variable length, controlled by the timing condition. Stereo signals at 44.1 kHz in 8 seconds on an A100 GPU, 40 GB VRAM. Timing conditioning. The use of learned embeddings to condition music generation models on timing information was introduced by Jukebox, Dariwal et al., 2020, an autoregressive model conditioned with timing information on I, song duration, E, starting time of the training, generated audio sample within the song, and E, how much fraction of the song has elapsed. We are not aware of previous works using timing conditioning for conditioning, latent, diffusion models. Our work employs timing conditioning to control the length of the generations, enabling our latent diffusion models to generate variable length outputs. Evaluation metrics, the commonly used quantitative audio metrics were developed for evaluating short-form mono audio generations at 16 kHz, Kilger et al., 2018, Copet et al., 2023. Yet, our work focuses on generating long-form full-band stereo signals. Only Pasquale et al., 2023, explored quantitative metrics for evaluating full-band audio, although their focus was short-form mono signals. Our work explores new quantitative metrics to evaluate long-form full-band stereo generations. Qualitative metrics assessing audio quality and text alignment are also prevalent in the literature, Dong et al., 2023, Copet et al., 2023, Ziv et al., 2024. Our work also explores additional qualitative metrics to evaluate musicality, stereo correctness, and musical structure. Multitask generative modeling. While generative models have traditionally focused on specific tasks like speech, music, or sound synthesis, recent works showed success in addressing all these tasks simultaneously, Yang et al., 2023, Liu et al., 2023b. Our work relies on one model to generate both music and sound, not speech, given a text prompt. 3. Architecture. Stable audio is based on a latent diffusion model consisting of a variational autoencoder, section 3.1, a conditioning signal, section 3.2, and a diffusion model, section 3.3. 3.1, variational autoencoder, VAE, 2022, at the expense of increased VRAM consumption. The VAE is trained from scratch on our dataset and downsamples the input stereo audio sequence by a factor of 1024, with the resulting latent sequence having a channel dimension of 64, i.e., maps a 2xL input into 64xL, 1024 latent. This results in an overall data compression ratio of 32:3.2. Conditioning. Text encoder. To condition on text prompts, we use a Clapp text encoder trained from scratch on our dataset. We use the actual setup recommended by the Clapp authors. AHTSAT-based audio encoder with Fusion having 31M parameters, and E, a Roberta-based text encoder of 110M parameters, both trained with a language audio contrastive loss. We use CLAP embeddings instead of the also commonly used T5 embeddings because its multimodal nature, language audio, allows the text features to contain some information about the relationships between words and audio. Further, in section 6.2, we empirically note that the CLAP embeddings trained from scratch on our dataset can outperform the open source CLAP and T5 embeddings. As shown by Novel AI, 2022, when using CLIP, Radford et al., 2021, text features for stable diffusion, Rombach et al., 2022. The text features in the next to last layer of the text encoder can provide a better conditioning signal than the text features from the final layer. Because of this, we use the text features from the next to last hidden layer of the CLAP text encoder. These text features are provided to the diffusion U-net through cross-attention layers. 3.3. Diffusion model. Based on a U-net, 907M parameters, inspired by Musai's architecture, Schneider et al., 2023. It consists of four levels of symmetrical downsampling encoder blocks and upsampling decoder blocks, with skip connections between the encoder and decoder blocks providing a residual path at the same resolution. The four levels have channel counts of 1024, 1024, 1024, and 1280, and downsample by factors of 1, no downsampling, 2, 2, and 4 respectively. After the final encoder block, there is a 1280 channel bottleneck block. Each block consists of two convolutional residual layers followed by a series of self-attention and cross-attention layers. Each encoder or decoder block has three of these attention layers, except for those in the first U-net level, which only have one. We rely on a fast and memory-efficient attention implementation, Dao et al., 2022, to allow the model to scale more efficiently to longer sequence lengths. The diffusion time step conditioning is passed in through film layers, Perez et al., 2017, to modulate the model activations based on the noise level. The prompt and timing conditioning information is passed into the model through cross-attention layers. Further implementation details are in Appendix F. 3.4. Inference. Our sampling strategy during inference is based on the DPM Solver++, Liu et al., 2022, and we use classifier-free guidance, with a scale of 6, as proposed by Lin et al., 2024. We use 100 diffusion steps during inference. See Appendix A to know more on how the number of steps was chosen. Stable audio is designed for variable length, long-form music and sound generation. This is achieved by generating content within a specified window length, 95 seconds, and relying on the timing condition to fill the signal up to the length specified by the user and fill the rest with silence. To present variable length audios, shorter than window length, to the end user, one can simply trim the silence. In section 6.3, we note that the timing conditioning is very reliable, showing the robustness of the proposed silence trimming strategy. 4. Training. 4.1. Dataset. Our dataset consists of 806,284 audios, 19,500 hours, containing music, 66% or 94%. 3. Sound effects, 25% or 5%, 3, and instrument stems, 9% or 1%, 3, with the corresponding text metadata from the stock music provider AudioSparks. 4.2, Variational Autoencoder, VAE, Fast Timing Conditioned Latent Audio Diffusion 2048, 1024, 512, 256, and 128 STFT window lengths. Use a complex STFT representation of the real and reconstructed audio, and a patch-based discriminative objective using the hinge loss, Defosses et al., 2022. Each loss is weighted as follows, 1.0 for spectral losses, 0.1 for adversarial losses, 5.0 for the feature matching loss, and 1e4 for the KL loss. 4.3. Text encoder. The CLAP model was trained for 100 epochs on our dataset from scratch, with an effective batch size of 6,144 with 64 A100 GPUs. We use the setup recommended by CLAP authors and train it with a language audio contrastive loss. 4.4. Diffusion model. It was trained using exponential moving average and automatic mixed precision for 640,000 steps on 64 A100 GPUs with an effective batch size of 256. The audio was resampled to 44.1 kHz and sliced to 4,194,304 samples, 95.1 seconds. Files longer than this length were cropped from a random starting point, while shorter files were padded at the end with silence. we implemented a V objective, Salamans and Ho, 2022, with a cosine noise schedule and continuous denoising time steps. We apply dropout, 10%, to the conditioning signals to be able to use classifier-free guidance. The text encoder is frozen while training the diffusion model, 4.5. Prompt preparation. Each audio file in our dataset is accompanied by text metadata describing the audio file. This text metadata includes natural language descriptions of the audio file's contents, as well as domain-specific metadata such as BPM, genre, moods, and instruments for music tracks. During the training of the text encoder and the diffusion model, we generate text prompts from this metadata by concatenating a random subset of the metadata as a string. This allows for specific properties to be specified during inference, while not requiring these properties to be present at all times. For half of the samples, we include the metadata type, e.g., instruments or moods, and join them with the character, e.g., instruments, guitar, drums, bass guitar, moods, uplifting, energetic. For the other half, we do not include the metadata type and join the properties with a comma, e.g., guitar, drums, bass guitar, uplifting, energetic. For metadata types with a list of values, we shuffle the list. 5. Methodology. 5.1. Quantitative metrics, FD OpenL3, the Fréchet distance, FD, is utilized to evaluate the similarity between the statistics of a generated audio set and a reference audio set in a feature space. A. Low Fréchet distance implies that the generated audio is plausible and closely matches the reference audio, Kilger et al., 2018, Copet et al., 2023. While most previous works project the audio into the VG-JISH feature space, Hershey et al., 2017, we propose projecting it into the OpenL3-4 feature space, Kramer et al., 2019. Importantly, OpenL3 accepts signals of up to 48 kHz while VG-JISH operates at 16 kHz. With this modification, our FD is not limited to evaluate downsampled 16 kHz audio, but it can evaluate the full bandwidth of the generated audios. Since we focus on generating 44.1 kHz audio, we resample all the evaluation audios to 44.1 kHz. Finally, we also extend the FD to evaluate stereo signals. To that end, we project left and right channel audios into OpenL3 features independently, and concatenate them to obtain the stereo features. If the evaluation audio is mono, we concatenate copied OpenL3, mono, features to obtain the desired stereo features. Hence, we propose a novel FD OpenL3 metric to study the plausibility of the generated variable length, full-band stereo signals. KL PAST. We use PAST, a state-of-the-art audio tagger trained on AudioSet, Codini et al., 2022, to compute the Kullback-Leibler, KL, divergence over the probabilities of the labels between the generated and the reference audio, Copet et al., 2023. The generated audio is expected to share similar semantics, tags, with the reference audio when the KL is low. While most previous works focus on generating short snippets, our work focuses on generating long-form audio. For this reason, we modify the KL to evaluate audios of varying and longer lengths. This adaptation involves segmenting the audio into overlapping analysis windows 5. Subsequently, we calculate the mean, across windows, of the generated logits and then apply a softmax. Finally, PAST operates at 32 kHz. To evaluate our 44.1 kHz models, we resample all the evaluation audios from 44.1 kHz to 32 kHz. Hence, we propose a novel KL-PAST metric capable to evaluate the semantic correspondence between lengthy generated and reference audios up to 32 kHz. Clap score. The cosine similarity is computed between the clap LAION text embedding of the given text prompt and the clap LAION audio embedding of the generated audio. Wu et al. 2023. Huang et al. 2023b. A high clap score denotes that the generated audio adheres to the given text prompt. Differently from previous works that evaluate 10 seconds inputs, we use the feature fusion variant of clap LAION to handle longer audios. It is based on fusing, concatenating inputs at various time scales. A global input, downsampled to be of 10 seconds, is concatenated to three random crops of four. The OpenL3 settings we use: MEL 256 input, 44.1 kHz, music, or ENV. Content type depending if we evaluate music or audio, embedding size of 512, and hop size of 0.5 seconds. 5 PAST model was originally trained with 10 seconds inputs, and we utilize an analysis window of 10 seconds to match past training, with a 5 seconds overlap, 50% overlap, for compute efficiency. Fast timing conditioned latent audio diffusion 10 seconds from the first, middle, and last parts of the audio. CLAP LAION audio embeddings are computed from 48 kHz audio. To evaluate our 44.1 kHz models, we resample all the evaluation audios from 44.1 kHz to 48 kHz. Hence, we propose a novel CLAP score to evaluate how 48 kHz audios longer than 10 seconds adhere to a given text prompt. In short, we adapted established metrics to assess the more realistic use case of long-form full-band stereo generations. All quantitative metrics can deal with variable length inputs. 5.2. Qualitative metrics. Audio quality. We evaluate whether the generated audio is of low fidelity with artifacts or high fidelity. Text alignment. We evaluate how the generated audio adheres to the given text prompt. Musicality. Music only. We evaluate the capacity of the model to articulate melodies and harmonies. Stereo correctness. Stereo only. We evaluate the appropriateness of the generated spatial image. Musical structure, music only, we evaluate if the generated song contains intro, development, and/or outro. We collect human ratings for the metrics above and report mean opinion scores for audio quality, text alignment, and musicality in the following scale. Bad, 0, poor, 1, fair, 2, good, 3, and excellent, 4. We observed that assessing stereo correctness posed a significant challenge for many users. To address this, we streamlined the evaluation by seeking for a binary response, either stereo correctness or not. Similarly, we adopted a binary approach for evaluating musical structure. We ask users to determine whether the generated music exhibits some common structural elements of music, intro, development, outro, or not. For those binary responses, stereo correctness and musical structure, we report percentages. Note that musicality and musical structure are only evaluated for music signals. For non-music, audio, signals we evaluate audio quality, text alignment and stereo correctness. Also note that stereo correctness is only evaluated for stereo signals. We relied on Webb Mushra, Schoeffler et al., 2018, to run our perceptual experiments. We are not aware of previous works that qualitatively assess musicality, stereo correctness, and/or musical structure. 5.3. Evaluation data. Quantitative experiments. We rely on the standard music caps, Agostinelli et al., 2023, and audio caps, Kim et al., 2019, benchmarks. Music caps contains 5,521 music segments from YouTube, each with one caption. 5,434 audios were available for download. Audio caps test set contains 5 used checkpoint, 630K audio set fusion best, 979 audio segments from YouTube, each with several captions. 881 audios were available for download, and it includes 4,875 captions. For every model to evaluate, we generate an audio per caption. This results in 5,521 generations for the music caps evaluations and 4,875 generations for the audio caps ones. While these benchmarks are not typically used for evaluating full-band stereo signals, the original data is predominantly stereo and full-band, Appendix B. We rely on the original data resampled to 44.1 kHz to meet the target bandwidth of stable audio. Finally, since the standard music caps and audio caps segments are of 10 seconds, we also looked into the full-length audios to consider variable-length long-form evaluation content. Yet, captions do not hold consistently throughout the whole, long, audio, as they only accurately represent the intended 10-second segment. As a result, reference audios are of 10 seconds while generated audios range from 10 to 95 seconds, tables 1 and 2. Hence, in addition to modifying the established metrics to evaluate full-band stereo generations, it was also crucial to adapt the standard datasets to align with our evaluation criteria. Qualitative experiments. Prompts for qualitative evaluation were randomly picked from music caps and audio caps. We avoided prompts including low quality or similar to focus on high fidelity synthesis. Avoided ambient music because users found challenging to evaluate musicality, and avoided speech-related prompts since it is not our focus. 5.4. Baselines. Direct comparisons with some models, e.g., MuSci or Gen 1, is infeasible as their weights are not accessible. For this reason, we benchmark against Audio LDM 2, Music Gen, and Audio Gen. These are state-of-the-art open-source models representative of the current literature. latent diffusion models, audio LDM2, or autoregressive models, music gen, audio gen, that can be stereo, music gen stereo, or mono, and at various sampling rates, see table 1 and 2. The audio LDM2 variants we evaluate are audio LDM2 to 48 kHz, that was trained to generate full band mono sounds and music, audio LDM2 large, to generate 16 kHz mono sounds and music, and audio LDM2 music, that was trained on music only to generate 16 kHz mono music, checkpoint 6. The music gen variants we evaluate are music gen small, that is a compute-efficient autoregressive model for music generation, music gen large, that is its large variant, and music gen large stereo, that is its stereo version. However, music caps includes vocal-related prompts and music gen models are not trained to generate vocals. In Appendix E, we also benchmark against music gen without vocal prompts. We also evaluate audio gen medium, the only open-source autoregressive model available for sound synthesis. Fast timing conditioned latent audio diffusion. Fast timing conditioned latent audio diffusion. 6. Experiments. 6.1. How does our autoencoder impact audio fidelity? To understand the reconstruction capabilities of our latent space, we project a subset of training data, 5,521 and 4,875 audios in table 1 and 2, respectively, through our autoencoder to obtain the latents and reconstruct from them. Then, we compare the FDOpenL3 of the real and the auto-encoded training data with respect to the music caps and audio caps evaluation audio, tables 1 and 2. In both cases, the auto-encoded training data yields slightly inferior results compared to the real training data. This indicates a marginal degradation, yet informal listening suggests that the impact is fairly transparent, examples available in our demo website. 6.2. Which text encoder performs the best? Various text encoders are prevalent in the literature, including the open-source CLAP, Wu et al., 2023, denoted here as CLAP LAION, privately trained CLAP-like models denoted here as CLAP-Rs, trained as in section 4.3, and the open-source T5 embeddings. An ablation study is conducted in tables 1 and 2 to determine which text encoder performs the best. In this study, we train the base diffusion model in section 4.4 for 350k steps with different text encoders and evaluate them using our qualitative metrics both on music caps and audio caps. The text encoders are frozen during training. Results indicate comparable performance, with CLAP Rs exhibiting a slight superiority, leading us to choose it for further experimentation. The utilization of a privately trained CLAP guarantees the use of text embeddings trained on the same dataset as our diffusion model. This approach ensures consistency across all components of the model, mitigating distribution or vocabulary mismatches between the text embeddings and the diffusion model. 6.3. How accurate is the timing conditioning? The timing condition is evaluated by generating audios of variable lengths, length controlled by the timing condition, to note its behavior across different length values, figure 3. We compare the expected length, provided by the timing conditioning, against the measured one, aiming for a diagonal in figure 3. We measure the length of the audio by detecting when the signal becomes silence with a simple energy threshold, because, e.g., a model with a 30 seconds timing condition is expected to fill the 95 seconds window with 30 seconds of signal plus 65 seconds of silence. In figure 3, we note that the model is consistently generating audios of the expected length, with more errors around 40 to 60 seconds. This error might be caused because there is less training data of this duration. Also, note that some of the shortest measured lengths, seen in gray, may be false positives resulting from the simplistic silence detector we use. Appendix C includes more results. Figure 3, comparing the actual length, measured in the signal, against the expected length, provided by the timing conditioning. 6.4, how does it compare with the state of the art? This section discusses tables 1, 2, and 3. Stable audio can outperform the state of the art in audio quality and also improves text alignment in music caps. Yet, text alignment is slightly worse in audio caps, possibly due to the small amount of sound effects in our training set, section 4.1. It is also very competitive at musicality and at generating correct stereo music signals. It's interesting, though, its low stereo correctness score in audio caps. It might be caused because the randomly selected prompts did not require much stereo movement, resulting in renders that are relatively non-spatial, see in our demo website. Despite this difficulty, the stereo render remained consistent without artifacts, leading to a stereo correctness score of 57%. Our demo website includes more stereo sound examples. Finally, Stable Audio is also capable to generate structured music, with intro, some degree of development, and outro. Note that state-of-the-art models are not consistent at generating a coherent structure, since they are mainly capable of developing musical ideas. 6.5. How fast is it? We compare inference times using 1A100 GPU and a batch size of 1. First, note that latent diffusion, audio LDM2 and stable audio, is significantly faster than autoregressive modeling, as outlined in the introduction. Second, note that stable audio, operating at stereo 44.1 kHz, is also faster than audio LDM2 large and music, operating at mono 16 kHz. Stable audio's speedup is even more significant when compared to audio LDM2 to 48 kHz, operating at mono 48 kHz, 7. Conclusions. Our latent diffusion model enables the rapid generation of variable length, long-form stereo music and sounds at 44.1 kHz from textual and timing inputs. We explored novel qualitative and quantitative metrics for evaluating long-form full-band stereo signals, and found stable audio to be a top contender, if not the top performer, in two public benchmarks. Differently from other state-of-the-art models, ours can generate music with structure and stereo sound effects. 7 audio LDM2 large and music are implemented with diffusers, 3x faster than the native implementation of the 48 kHz one. Audio LDM2 runs use the setup recommended by the authors. Fast timing conditioned latent audio diffusion. 8. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Jay Parker and Z. Zakowski for their feedback, and to the qualitative study participants for their contributions. 9. Impact statement. Our technology represents a significant improvement in assisting humans with audio production tasks, offering the capability to generate variable length, long-form stereo music and sound effects based on text descriptions. This innovation expands the toolbox available to artists and content creators, enriching their creativity. However, alongside its potential benefits, also confronts several inherent risks. One prominent concern lies in the reflection of biases present in the training data. This raises questions about the appropriateness of the technology for cultures underrepresented in the training dataset. Moreover, the contextual nature embedded in audio recordings and music emphasize the importance of careful consideration and collaboration with stakeholders. In light of these considerations, we commit to continued research and collaboration with stakeholders, like artists and data providers, to navigate the complex landscape of AI-based audio production responsibly. References. Agostinelli, A. Denk, T.I. Borsos, Z. Engel, J. Verzetti, M. Cayon, A. Huang, Q. Jansen, A. Roberts, A. Tagliasacci, M. Sherifi, M. Zegador, N. and Frank, C. Musiclum. Generating Music from Text. Archive, 2023. Vladman, A. Rombach, R. Ling, H. Dockhorn, T. Kim, S. W. Feidler, S. and Kreese, K. Align Your Latents. High-resolution video synthesis with latent diffusion models. Archive, 2023. Borsos, Z. Marinier, R. Vincent, D. Haritonov, E. Pietquin, O. Sherifi, M. Roblek, D. Taboul, O. Grangier, D. Tagliasacci, M. et al. Audiome, a language modeling approach to audio generation. IEEE, ACM Transactions on Audio, Speech, and Language Processing, 2023. Chong, H., Zhang, H., Zhang, L., Liu, C., and Freeman, W.T. Maskit. Mask Generative Image Transformer. CCVPR, 2022. Copet, J., Crook, F., Gatt, I., Remes, T., Kant, D., Sinave, G., Audi, Y., and Dafosses. A Simple and Controllable Music Generation. Archive, 2023. Kramer, A.L., Wu, H.H., Salomon, J., and Bellow, J.P. Look, Listen, and Learn More. Design Choices for Deep Audio Embeddings. ICASSP, 2019. Tension. Fast and Memory Efficient Exact Attention with EO Awareness. Archive, 2022. Dariwal, P., Jun, H., Payne, C., Kim, J.W., Radford, A., and Sutskever, iJukebox. A Generative Model for Music. Archive, 2020. Donahue, C., McCauley, J., and Paquette, M. Adversarial Audio Synthesis. Archive, 2018, Donahue, C., Kayon, A., Roberts, A., Manilow, E., Essling, P., Agostinelli, A., Verzetti, M., Simon, I., Pequin, O., Zegador, N., et al. Singsong. Generating musical accompaniments from singing. Archive, 2023. Dong, H.W., Liu, X., Pons, J., Bhattacharya, G., Pasquale, S., Sarah, J., Berg Kirkpatrick, T., and McCauley, J. Clipsonic. Text to audio synthesis with enlabled videos and pre-trained language vision models. Archive, 2023. Dayfosses, A., Copet, J., Sinave, G., and Audi, Y. High fidelity neural audio compression. Archive, 2022. Fletcher, H. and Munson, W. A. Loudness, its definition, measurement, and calculation. The Journal of the Acoustical Society of America, 2005. Forsgren, S. and Martiros, H. Refusion Stable Diffusion for Real-Time Music Generation. 2022. URL https. github.com/refusion/refusion. Garcia, H.F., Sitharaman, P., Kumar, R., and Pardo, B. VampNet. Music Generation via Masked Acoustic Token Modeling. Archive, 2023. Gosal, D., Majumdar, N., Marish, A., and Poria, S. Texto Audio Generation using Instruction-Tuned LLM and Latent Diffusion Model. Archive, 2023. Hawthorne, C., Simon, I., Roberts, A., Zegador, N., Gardner, J., Manilow, E., and Engel, J. Multi-Instrument Music Synthesis with Spectrogram Diffusion. Archive, 2022. Hershey, S., Chaudhary, S., Ellis, D.P., Gemmick, J.F., Jansen, A., Moore, R.C., Placall, M., Platt, D., Soros, R.A., Sabold, B., et al. CNN Architectures for Large-Scale Audio Classification. ICASSP, 2017. Ho, J., Jane, A., and Abiel, P. Denoising Diffusion Probabilistic Models. Archive, 2020. Huang, Q., Jansen, A., Lee, J., Ganti, R., Lee, J.Y., and Ellis, D.P. Mulan. A Joint Embedding of Music Audio and Natural Language. ISMIR, 2022. Huang, Q., Park, D.S., Wang, T., Denk, T.I., Li, A., Chen, N., Zhang, Z., Yu, J., Frank, C., Engel, J., La, Q.V., Chan, W., Chen, Z., and Han, W. Noise 2 Music. Text Conditioned Music Generation with Diffusion Models. Archive, 2023a.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.